AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. Close to 480 people are dead following a massive 7.8 earthquake in Nepal. More than 180 of those deaths in the capital, Kathmandu. British journalist Thomas Bell says he was just putting his children in the car when the quake hit.
The ground shook quite hard for, I would say, possibly about 30 seconds. Trees were waving like crazy, like it was a hurricane or something like that. But most of the buildings where I was didn't fall down and don't show too many signs of damage. There was a big pile of bricks, building materials for a construction site, and that collapsed, and people started rushing out. There was a great deal of kind of alarm.
Thousands of people have been hurt. There is massive damage to other parts of the city. There have also been a series of aftershocks as strong as a magnitude 6.6. The quake itself was felt all across the region. 20 people dead in India, 6 in Tibet, 4 in China along its border with Nepal. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.